Hey, America.
Start listening now.
Yay. We're back. Hey, did you hear that?
No, what was that? That weird sound.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I think it was the sound of about 12,000 buttholes becoming unclenched.
That's better.
Butthole music. Welcome to another thoroughly unclenched episode of 12 Points from America, Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America and Sweden, the countries that did not win Eurovision. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Liz.
And no Danny tonight. He had a prior engagement, but he did watch the show. He gave me some info to pass along. I also just want to note America continues its streak, winless streak at Eurovision. We got to step our game up.
Yeah.
Which we never even come close. It sucks.
It's like we're missing all the shots that we're not taking.
Mm-hmm.
100% of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Danny had a couple of notes to pass along. One was Raven emerging to Gimme, 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 Holy Shit. Not to be giga gay, but queen. I think I pronounced that right. And then after the show was over, I asked, he had to go, but I'd ask, you know, what message I can pass along. And Danny said that I am so very happy. Everyone is satisfied here. He had a little viewing party. Surprising showing from Israel. Ireland is the true story, true success story here. Armenia, number 8. And that the UK's Nul Pons is criminal. And Norway coming last is a shocker, too. That's probably going to be about the bullet points for the show.
Yeah, right. So we can probably just pack up and go to the Euro Club. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
If I went to the Euro Club right now, I would die.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know about
that. Yeah, I got a flight to catch in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's see.
I mean, I think the big news here is just Switzerland, their dominance in the jury vote in particular. They had an incredibly strong televote result, but their jury vote. Eric, you crunched some numbers, you ran things through the Statmotron, and you came up, you said this is the second highest jury vote ever. Is that correct?
Second highest jury score of all time, behind only the Wilt Chamberlain of this thing, Amar Pellersdeutsch. Just seems to have records for everything.
Which, considering that Amar Pellersdeutsch was in a contest with 42 songs.
That's true.
This, I mean, percentage-wise, this has to be up there in terms of the top.
I will have to run the numbers on that. I'm sure we will do a big old Statmotron episode in a week or two, talking about interesting stuff that happened here. But yeah, it was
incredible.
Yeah.
Just hit after hit after
number,
hit.
And it just seemed like, and we had done, shout out to all the other folks, ESE Extra, ESE Insight, that Eurosite, and the other ones, for working with us, having us as, be part of the exit poll thing. And Switzerland won the exit poll, which I was really surprised by.
It was close, but they did. Yeah.
But they.
What surprised you about that?
That it wasn't Croatia. It just seemed like, yeah, I don't know. But that jury score made me feel pretty comfortable. There is one. I mean, let's just be honest. There's an outcome we especially didn't want to have happen, because I think it would have caused
complications.
A lot of issues could have really, really troubled the future of the contest, and that didn't happen.
Nope.
That did not happen. Here's something that did happen that I found interesting. Mm. In the history of this contest, there have been now 11 instances of an act getting 300 or more televote points. Three of them happened tonight.
Wow. That is incredible.
Ukraine did it. Israel did it.
Mm-hmm.
And Baby Lasagna did it.
Wow.
And then Nemo had a couple hundred anyway and won the contest. So none of those televote getters won. But I'm excited to see kind of what these look like, because I bet the tops of these scoreboards are just going to all look very similar. They're all going to have Israel, Ukraine, Netherlands, Switzerland at the top. I want to see the one outlier that was like, I really liked, I don't know, Serbia or something, or the UK. Well, not the UK.
Not the UK. Oh, that touches a nerve right there.
No points. No, it didn't do great in the.
Yeah, it got 46 points in the jury, which is, I mean, it seemed like this year a lot of a handful of acts really kind of sucked up a lot of points. It just happens.
Yes.
But 46 points is not terrible.
I thought he'd get triple digits. Yeah, I thought he'd get triple digits in the televote. The staging was so cool.
I'll say one thing about the staging. The dance routine was not good.
You don't think so?
Like seeing his dancers next to other dancers, they were kind of out of sync. They were not well-timed. Their movements seemed a little not very sharp. I didn't think much of it until I saw it again tonight, and I was just like, oh, yeah. It just doesn't look as clean as, like, Cyprus, which was, I thought, really sharp.
The concept was really, really very, very cool. And
very high concept, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And the sheer athleticism of those dancers to be able to do what they were able to do.
It's insanely challenging. I'm not saying it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was just an easy performance. It was incredibly difficult, especially because they're hanging upside down against like a pole in the wall. Mm-hmm. But like when they're bouncing, when they're kind of going around the room or they're thrusting into the air, it just looked a little unpolished. Though to be fair, I don't know why nobody voted for him. You'd think televote, somebody would have been like, oh yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool. Like it just, yeah. We did go without a full 26 songs.
Yeah.
You did get disqualified. First time anything like this has happened.
So, yeah, the closest thing that we've had to this much of a last minute withdrawal would have had to have been back in 1974, actually. The French act, La Vie à 25 ans, was basically pulled out the last minute because the French president died on April 2nd. The event was to be held on April 6th, and the day of the event was a national day of mourning and a state memorial service, so France had to pull out about 4 days beforehand. But we've never really had anything like this, and under legal circumstances and under the sort of drama and drama that was, you know, this wasn't a drama-free contest in any stretch. So I think there was a lot of misinformation about the origin of said drama and what the drama was related to. I think this is also just very much a cautionary tale of don't believe everything that you read about on social media. There could be two shitstorms happening at the same time that are near each other that aren't necessarily related to each other.
Well, yeah, and that's basically what we had for the last like 36 hours or so. We're using the word, we've used it a couple times, so I'm just going to say it again. It has been a shit show. This is a great result. I think we, as it all turned out, we had a very, very good final. Mm-hmm. Great dramatic ending, great performances all around. From a tech standpoint, there was not a single delay in the changeovers where like they had to buy an extra 10 seconds. Yeah. There wasn't a single.
Warms my stage manager heart.
Yeah, it wasn't a single one. Great, great show, great, great final. Let us not let that wash over the fact that there were problems here. There were communication issues with a number of things. There were inconsistencies in the way things were enforced. There were a lot of things like that. Mm. And I think it's fair to say that I think some heads are going to roll at the EBU.
Yeah.
And we will hopefully get a chance to get some new leadership in place and see what somebody else can do, because this was just.
This is rough.
This was rough.
Yeah.
This was rough.
Yeah. Yeah. What else could be said? I feel like at some points hands were tied and there was no right answer for certain things, but in other ways, I think things were mismanaged. But I think for the majority of people watching from home, if they hadn't looked at the news and know what the background of what was going on, you know, the protests or anything like that, it's very, very possible that they just never would have picked up on what's going on. Maybe it's like, oh, why is there not a song five? But generally speaking, I think the show flowed well from a technical standpoint. It was good. We took the fear and the sort of trepidation that we had a couple of hours ago. And fortunately, it didn't really come to any major drama. There were subtle moments of messaging and protest that didn't create significant drama.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're seeing things from the show perspective and the press room perspective. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. There were supposedly meetings with a few of the delegations in the EBU earlier today. I guess kinks got worked out in such a way that was satisfactory enough for the show to go on. I think really the biggest kink that we saw was that the Netherlands had originally intended on verbalizing what their votes were in the classic way. And we would have had Nikki Tutorials giving the votes for the Netherlands, and they just declined to have a spokesperson appear. So Martin Osterdahl gave the votes.
Oh, you couldn't even hear him.
Yeah.
He's
an unpopular guy.
Yeah. Derek, I don't know how well that came through where you were, but man,
it was kind of obvious.
They had the anti-booing stuff queued up for Israel. They did not for Marty. And
why don't we turn to our results?
Yeah, let's look at some more results. So Nemo won. Awesome. Can't wait to become destitute after going to Switzerland next year. Let's see. What else we got? We had
$25 for some hash browns.
Oh, well, I don't like hash browns, so it won't be a problem.
Joking.
Yeah. Oh, I know. If we go just down the standings here, we don't have time to go through all of this, but let's
Croatia. I mean, Rimzim Tagidim, second place. That is absolutely spectacular. That is their highest result since independence. Of course, when Yugoslavia won, it was basically a Croatian win. It was the Croatian broadcaster, and the event was held in Zagreb when it was held. But previous to that, their previous high marks were in 1996 and 1999 with two fourth place finishes. So this blows that out of the water in terms of points. This is a much different contest than it was, 30 years ago.
And for a song that wasn't even going to be considered in the first place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is one
of two major Cinderella stories this
year. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Ukraine third. This is a little surprising to me because Ukraine always does well.
Yeah.
They went second.
They did.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, is that the best result for a two-slot entry in the final?
That's a good question.
I will have to look.
I
will fire up the Statmotron and look right now. I have a thing for this.
So it's not cursed. They just put the crappy songs there.
Yeah. Second has produced a second place finish and two third place finishes, now three.
Okay.
Just no wins.
Okay.
So it happens, but this is the first time in a long time that I can remember that they did that. Did that well from the two slot.
Yeah. Next up, France, Mon Amour. I mean, that was a song that was announced so early on in the process. I think a lot of people may have just sort of let it fall by the wayside. We knew it was going to be sung well, but I think it took until the first time that we saw Sliman do that step away from the mic trick. I think it was actually at the Croatian national final that we're like, yes, this has something special.
It was.
And it was elevated even further when we saw the camera work that we knew was coming down the pipeline for the French. That was staggering in the way that it made me weak at the knees.
Intimate, because,
a little boop in the camera.
Yeah, it's like, he's holding the chin of the camera, which is your chin now.
I had said before it balanced the artistry and the emotiveness of Babs Pravs and the sex of Måneskin. But it was
there was some thirst in the media center tonight happening.
This is one of the thirstiest Eurovisions of all time.
fifth everywhere.
Yeah, fifth was Israel. That's about right. Ireland sixth.
Amazing. I was holding out hope, man.
Yeah, and it will be noted, Sixth in the jury, sixth in the televote, sixth overall.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I just want to say I was shocked because they came out of the gate really strong with the juries. And then when we got to like the halfway point, they started getting zeros. And I was like, how could you not think this is one of the best performances of the year?
But it's divisive. It is scary. I mean, I'm curious to know. I have to look back and see where those votes came from geographically, culturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's if the how you feel about demons, about the Lord, if you're on board with the Lord.
who was on board with Ireland was Australia, which is not surprising given a very strong Irish diaspora in Australia. Yeah. Certainly been primarily a prison camp for a number of decades.
Also very religious, too.
That may save us.
It's interesting, yeah. I would call out the one really one of many touching moments tonight was Bambi placing their crown, the witch crown of thorns, on Nemo's head.
Yeah.
After
he kept it.
Yeah, they did keep it all the way through.
Oh, sorry, they kept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept waiting for them to like hand it off to somebody and be like, "Get rid of this for me."
No.
It's like a laurel. Stage. Mm-hmm.
That kind of solidarity is nice to see, especially when we've spent so many weeks talking about
the divisiveness. I mean, they're the two most prominent non-binary acts. They've been at each other's. Yeah. They've been there for each other so much.
Yeah.
A bit of they them mayhem.
Hey. But there was Bambi also a lot of love just generally. I mean, when Portugal gave points to Switzerland, you saw Yolanda come over and give Nemo massive hug. And there were a lot of moments like that. Yeah. I think people were genuinely happy with the result and with the winner.
Derek, what were you going to say? Sorry,
I was going to say I don't know if you saw that video after the semifinal, and Bambi was hanging out with Luna at the club, and everyone started cheering.
Yeah.
And it was a really sweet moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As much of a shit show as this has been in a number of ways, there have definitely been moments where it is still felt like a fairly normal Eurovision in a way. And I think sometimes the frustrating parts come from when that's not the case, and you just sort of expect it to treat it like it's normal, and that's always so difficult and frustrating. But yeah, there's definitely not all bad. Like we said, we want to make sure that some of these problems are getting addressed, but this ended up being a difficult week with a very good ending. Rounding out the top 10 really quick, Italy, sure. Armenia, eighth. Yes. Heck yes.
Love it. Yeah.
Absolutely, completely deserved for how much that performance was just so much. It's just joy. It's pure joy. Sweden, ninth, whatever. And another top 10 for Portugal.
Yes.
Good for them.
Portugal keeps doing okay. And I love that.
Yep.
Like that's about as much as you can hope for.
Absolutely. It made my job very, very fun to be working with this Portuguese diaspora radio station that I was doing today. So, yeah.
Big, huge shout out. Left side of the table for Germany.
Woo!
12th place. I think that's about right.
That's
for
great.
That song.
That's
great. That was really
I was like, thank God they're getting jury points because, man.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah,
also, and Luxembourg. First year back in over 30 years, and they make it to the left side of the table as well.
13th
great.
Place there.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's good scores from everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dons didn't finish last. Actually, so bottom three, no big five.
Yep.
Yeah, we had to go to the bottom four for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this doesn't make sense to me, and it makes me very sad, but Norway finishing last.
Absolutely criminal.
That breaks my criminal. Heart. This is
welcome to last partially place again, Norway.
Yeah, they're very good at it, but they qualified. They did actually qualify for the final, which, you know,
that's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
Yeah.
In retrospect, I kind of wish Czechia had qualified instead.
Yeah. Well, if things had worked out a little bit differently, they would have.
It's a real shame.
Yeah, I think that. That's okay, go.
Oh, I was just going to say that. I mean, there was nothing wrong with that performance other than people just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Or didn't like it enough to vote for it.
Yeah, they came close. Mm-hmm. Finished 11th, right?
In the semifinal, yeah.
Norway. Sorry.
Well, that too. Yeah. I mean, you can basically just copy paste the comment.
I wonder how much. I wonder how much. Are we being kicked out?
They've already turned this stuff off.
Yeah, we probably can't delay much longer. Unfortunately, you know, we're not recording this from our apartment in Sweden. This is the press center, and they are trying to kick us out. So we are going to have a lot more in-depth thoughts, number crunches. Maybe we'll actually get Danny on as well.
We better. We're getting Danny. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. We'll have snacks.
Hey.
We'll get together. We'll have stories.
You're gonna get smashed.
There's some good stuff coming down the pipeline. Again, everybody who's listening to us, thank you so much for joining us over this last week and change.
Mm-hmm.
Our the guests that we've had, our friends, it's been a really, really, it's been a crazy, crazy trial. It's been like no Eurovision that I've ever been to. I am so, so happy to have had Eric, Liz, the two of you here with me. I've been, you know, so happy to share a table in an apartment with you two.
We're a delight.
We are. To all the listeners at home who are listening to us, thank you so, so much for being a part of this. Massive shout out to our new patrons as well. I don't have your names scheduled
we'll get those in the next one.
Yeah, we will.
We got to get out of here.
Good. But we love you. We see you. We are so grateful for all of you.
Your names are coming.
Yes. Ooh. You are awesome. Shall we call it a night? I've got a pack. I got a flight.
Let's call it a Eurovision. We'll wrap it up here. We'll talk to you again in about a week.
On the other side of the ocean.
Yes. Sounds about right. Until then, everybody, I've been Samantha.
Yeah, I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Liz.
And America and Sweden.
Stop listening now.
Listening to the now. Oh,